Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah-ha-ha-ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 115. It is Thursday, January 25th. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
What's going on, everybody? We are flying.
Sad day. Sad day for Drabby.
I know. You can't tell me bad news moments before the show starts.
I rocked Drab's world about 20 minutes before we started recording today.
I've been in a funk the last 30 minutes, Valdez, because an icon has left this planet.
Someone who is influential to us, and I'm going to say a lot of the biddies out there. Like you said, an icon in her industry. Taken too soon.
If you haven't heard by now, Jessie Jane, American actress, passed away at the age of 43 due to a drug overdose.
There's no details, but her and her boyfriend were discovered after a wellness check was done. They were discovered together, both overdosed. So, sad day.
And more importantly, former Junkies in studio guests.
Yeah, in studio guest.
I think probably about 10 years ago.
Is that when we had our relationship with Cal from Fantasies?
It was definitely from Fantasies. And one of my biggest regrets, Valdez, I've actually thought about this many times over the years, is not being here when Jessie Jane came in studio.
Yeah, because I was reminded that Jessie Jane is Drab's number one.
She was always my number one as a young man. You know how Clary,
even as an old man.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't checked on her recently.
Well, maybe you should have. You could have prevented that.
You know, Clary's. He always says Lisa Ann was his.
That's his
obsession. When I was a young man, and I guess Jessie Jane is just a couple years older than me, but like mid 20s, Jessie Jane was just so hot.
she was the blonde haired, big chested American sweetheart.
And she had this really high-pitched voice, and she was always hosting, like, super bubbly, and she was always hosting TV shows that I was, like, on the Playboy Channel things. Not real.
What kind of cable package did you have?
She was spunky. That's what stood out.
That's a great way to describe her, spunky.
I did not know, but the demons that she was dealing with.
Yeah, yes. Everyone will remember in her iconic performance in Pirates.
You know what, Valdez?
Riding Evan Stone.
I have to say, though, the day I found out you were a true friend of mine and a good guy is that day she was in studio and I missed out.
Yeah, what, were you on vacation? Was it summer vacation? I think it had to have been summer vacation.
I think I just looked it up. It was like in November. I have no idea where I'd be in the middle of November.
November 9th, 2012.
Yeah, so I have no idea why I would miss a show around that time, but I remember being in Florida or something like that when it happened. However,
middle of football season. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Now?
However, I remember you calling me, or I called you and asked you how it went. And you told me that you asked on air for Jessie Jane to donate her panties to Drab because he was such a big fan and he missed the segment. And I never asked you to do that. And you did something so kind for me that I always knew you had my back.
Well, you want to know why you hate me?
Why?
Because after I smelled them, I had to keep them for myself.
Don't tease me with that.
No, actually, you know what I need to do is I got to go back and listen to that segment and see what her reaction was. She was probably grossed out.
She probably was.
Get me out of here. But like I said, everyone remembers her performance in Pirates.
Pirates.
The blockbuster pornography that was the highest Not grossing.
Is it the highest grossing?
I don't know if it was grossing, but the budget. It was the highest budgeted porno.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was a ripoff of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Was Kate Morgan in that as well?
Katie Morgan. Yes. Yeah. I think Janine was in it.
Really?
I think so. It was a who's who of a porno stars.
But here's actually where you're getting old is when you told me this news a little bit ago. I think you forgot how much she meant to me, because you said, guess who died? And you guys were like, kind of not doing a bit, but you should have led it with drab. I have some awful news. You know, I think you momentarily forgot what a big fan I was.
I forgot. It took some reminding. And you know what? It had to have been jarring for you. And I apologize.
My jaw hit the floor.
Do you know what else Jessie Jane was known for besides our sexual proclivity?
No.
Whenever I think of Jessie Jane, I think of her, and this is going to be so gross, but it might jog memory.
Okay.
She always had these like veiny boobs.
They were rather veiny. That's because they were stretched to oblivion.
Because her tiny body's been stuffed with silicone.
Right. They were so massive.
They were the size of her head.
Yeah.
That's how big they were. And the skin was pulled so tight that the veins in her boobs would pop out. It looked like the Mississippi and all of its tributaries.
That's a very interesting way to put it. Well, rest in peace and thoughts to her family. Obviously, terrible news. Nobody, no idea she was struggling with drug addiction. And her boyfriend passed away. I mean, sounds like they got a bad batch of whatever they were hooked on.
Yeah, that stinks. So, yeah, so everyone, take a moment tonight and
pump one out for Jessie Jane.
21 pump salute.
All right, we got to move on. Speaking of addiction, let's just go right into today's show, Valdez.
Okay.
What a trooper Cakes is.
It was a wild ride today.
Do you think that Cakes had any idea what he was getting into?
I think Cakes knew, or I think Cakes' preconceived notion was the fact that this Zyn is less than chewing tobacco. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a safer alternative. So if it's a safer alternative, it can't
be...
The hit can't be as strong. It can't pack as powerful of a
punch. Dude, you know what? That's a great way of thinking about it. I think that's the kind of the... What it's known for is that people don't think that it packs a punch. Because that's the exact same thing that I thought when I tried it a few years ago.
Well, if I'm not sure if you remember this, but in Fairfax, I think this was pre-drab.
Because
Cakes actually tried chewing tobacco mm-hmm. on air. My chewing tobacco on air. And he got lightheaded and he was spitting it out.
But it's also gross. Like tobacco tastes gross.
Yes, it is gross. It's an acquired taste and it's not for everyone. But I think, like you said, the preconceived notion that Zyn is weaker, that it's kind of, it's for, you know, college frat bros and everything like that, that it's not as hard as tobacco.
You guys got to go back.
It's almost like the wine cooler compared to vodka. Both can get you drunk. It just depends on your tolerance.
Hey, I've thrown up plenty of times off Zima. Okay. off some fruity, terrible drinks.
I don't know if you want to admit that.
Well, in the day when you're first experimenting with alcohol. When you don't know, you have no tolerance.
Bring Zima back.
Hey, speaking of tolerance, why can't the junkies understand the concept of tolerance? Why is it so above their head that they can't process that someone who doesn't partake in any sort of addiction to nicotine, its body can't process it or it's too much for them?
Their body,
EB was like completely flummoxed that Cakes couldn't handle a nicotine rush.
I think it's been a long time. It really has been a long time since Cakes has gone down the smoker's hole.
Mm-hmm.
So his body, I feel like, has been completely ridden of the nicotine toxins.
Of course.
And it's just like it's like a hailstorm of nicotine in it, and it made him sick.
I know. I was accused today by John DePompa and a couple other people because I tried to warn Cakes. I said, Cakes, you're going to get dizzy. You're going to get sick from this. And I was kind of brushed aside. And then DePompa sent me a DM that said, dude, what are you doing? You're trying to derail a segment? And what he didn't understand that is I'm a radio genius, and it was a tease to the audience to not go anywhere,
like,
because we could have a train wreck coming.
Yeah, cakes could get sick.
Right. You know, and what I saw, I knew it was going to take about 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah,
and
it,
when
it would kick in.
When it would kick in.
It's a delay.
And you guys
got
to check out, I tweeted it at Drab T-shirt for my video if you haven't seen it. I took video of cakes 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, dry heaving into a garbage can because he just, dude, it's the worst feeling. I will say, you know, of all the alcohol or weed I've smoked, the Zen that I took from my neighbor a couple years ago, top three worst buzz high of my life.
Were you a 3 milligram or 6 milligram?
I don't even know. He did all the time, so I'm guessing
it was probably six.
It was probably a six. Probably the worst hour of being buzzed ever. I literally hated it.
You disrespect the Michael Mars that do it.
For me, what it was is, you know, the thing at the playground that spins around that you push around?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like if I was on that for an hour. Okay. That's what I felt like afterwards.
Yeah, but don't you have a weak constitution?
I do. I have a, I can't.
Drab threw up having a cigar with all the boys during a bachelor party. I remember that.
I need to pat myself on the back for about that, because I got so much crap over the years for like the year following that. People forget, because we were smoking stogies and drinking. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was like an all day. It was CK's bachelor party. It was an all day festival, basically.
Okay.
And we
like
had
debauchery.
Where were you on that? Were you there?
I was not there.
Yeah, it was with Chariots for Hire a bit. Like, we had the bus and everything about 10 years ago.
And you went to breweries all day.
Yeah, what do they call it? The Blue Ridge Trail?
Yeah.
I got so much crap after that for not being able to handle my alcohol, because I puked on the bus, into my lap, on a bus with 20 guys on the way home.
Didn't you vomit everywhere. Did you have your, like, super nice pants on?
Yes, my...
John Barbados pants or
something
like that.
I forget the name. But something like that. They were, like, way too expensive of pants for me at that time. Puked all over them, ruined my pants, had to go in the gas station in my boxers to get cleaning supplies. Like... all the guys on the bus hated me. They're all older gentlemen.
Yeah.
I was an outcast for the final 2 hours of the trip. But I told those guys, I had a bad cigar. I said, it was a cigar. I'm not drunk. And they go, you pussy, you can't drink. You got drunk. You can't
hold your alcohol.
And I said, no.
All we had was beer. We didn't even have shots. You lose.
I have an aversion to nicotine, I think. And that's what it was.
I can't think of a less manly thing than lighting up a stogie, cutting the end off a stogie, and then
it was shameful. But it was the cigar. Actually, I don't even. Is there nicotine in cigars? That might be a really dumb question.
That, you know what?
Maybe they should say you don't inhale cigars.
I know you're not supposed to inhale.
I'm sure there's nicotine in cigars.
There has to be. It's tobacco.
Yeah. But it was the nicotine aversion, Valdez, not alcohol. And that's the same thing I saw cakes happening to cakes today.
Do you put some respect on the guys that are drinking and doing it?
You know what I was thinking
about?
Or you just
think they're just complete addicts?
No, I was like, how do you, because it's such a kick in the face. How do you get ramped up to that? Because I've smoked cigarettes in my life when I was younger. When you drink it, everybody has.
Uh-huh.
It's
a phase.
I tried cloves for a while.
Hey, I would have imagined that you were a Dutch master. not Dutch master. Yeah, what are those?
What is it?
Black and Milds.
Yeah.
Black and Milds.
I would have put you on Black and Milds.
I tried that. I know. Well, that, yeah. Trying to fit in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like the harshness of the cloves.
Uh-huh.
But I never, it was always fun. I never had an aversion to cigarettes. I could have one while I'm drinking, and it would be fun. And
Black and Milds are so hot. We got to bring those back. Those were so hot.
I don't know if they've ever left. I think the brothers still like them.
You know, when my brother golfs, he gets a pack of Black and Milds.
Can I tell you that I think the Zen thing, it's getting banned because, and maybe I'm wrong, this may be a stupid take, but just because it's popular for college frat guys. I don't think that, like there's all kinds of crap out there.
You're trying to punish the young frat type boy? Is that what you think is going on?
I gave a mini rant on it today on the show. I don't smoke, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The Juul thing bothered me. I feel like teenagers should be able to, if you're 18 years old,
yes,
you should be able to go and buy what you want. It's
right
for a tobacco product in this country.
Right.
We should have a right to do that. And yes, getting rid of all the fruity flavors of Juuls,
this is
what did it do? It just pushed kids to something else. They always say they'll find something else.
Right.
And I don't understand why big tobacco has such a target on its back. Shouldn't we be encouraging all these non-tobacco, like non-chemical based alternatives? Like, shouldn't we be okay with that? Instead of kids, we're going to eventually force kids
to
cigarettes or
something more natural.
So they're not getting lung cancer.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is why I think it's so stupid. It's because this is what they're trying to do. It's not taking nicotine or a cigarette alternative off the market,
mm-hmm,
or saying that it's geared towards children or it's geared towards people who are 16, 17. You're taking the freedom to experiment away from the kids. That's what the main concern is that it's not Zyn. It could be something else. But you're so fearful of kids experimenting and figuring out for themselves that they don't like something or something's bad.
Because they're afraid that people are going to get hooked on it, right?
Right.
But I don't understand why, quote, big tobacco has this bullseye. When you can go to a grocery store and every box of cereal is targeted towards kids. That's loaded with sugar.
Yes.
You're going to get these kids hooked on sugar for the rest of their life, which is extremely, obviously, we all know is extremely damaging. If you want, you ban Toucan Sam then, or the Leprechaun, or all that crap that makes cereal so enticing. Paw Patrol, speaking of Paw, is on every single kid's sugary thing that's out there. And of course, every time my kids see it, something like that, they want it. And that's the only one that they want because it's got a cartoon on it.
I'm kind of working on this theory,
mm-hmm,
but I feel like the rise of all of this, you know, if kids just had candy cigarettes, we wouldn't be going through this. I feel like bring back candy cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly the cigarette problem was also bad. Right? I'm not saying it's good, but I feel like you said, kids should be able to experiment and be able to kind of go through this rite of passage in this country where we say we believe in freedom, mm-hmm, but they're...
Look, every kid... Every
I don't
kid
want to sound
get,
like a... I really don't want to sound like a political guy where I'm saying they're taking our freedoms. Because I really don't care about all that kind of stuff. But there are some things that I feel like... Where do we draw the line?
The message of...
We can't off anymore in Virginia. We can't buy Zyn anymore. What vices are we allowed to have besides drinking?
I don't know.
Why does drinking get a pass?
It shouldn't get a pass.
Are we going to be like Utah soon where they have 2% alcohol Miller Lights or whatever it is?
Yeah, you can't have a funky bottle of anything now, mm-hmm, because it's geared towards kids.
And I am also really struggling to differentiate why the street drugs, the recreational drugs that are out there, weed, heroin, whatever it is. Okay, we have all these
big jump there. Weed to heroin.
We have all these programs that not necessarily encourage. Well, weed, I would say, is encouraged, but not to punish it.
Decriminalize
it.
Looking for.
So why, on one hand, we're almost pushing it towards that, like this is okay, smoke weed, get hooked on drugs, but you can't, God forbid, you let a 17-year-old
put a Zyn in his mouth. I don't understand it, but it seems like every kid should get caught with cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to go smoke the entire pack in front of your
kids. Get a whooping.
Yeah, and get sick and get a whooping.
You make a good point. It should be on the. I think a lot of it should be on the parents. So are we going all in on drugs or not? If we're going all in on drugs and you want everything to be legalized and there's no punishment, which I disagree with, but if that's what everyone decides what they want, then you have to let kids smoke cigarettes and try Zyn. I don't really understand the difference.
I don't,
personally,
kids got to go through that cigarette phase.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
did you have a SIG phase? I didn't really.
Yeah, I, well, it was a. I'll never forget Valdez. One of my most embarrassing moments when I was a poser. I was 18 years old, a senior in high school, and me and my buddy Spencer Murray. Spence was Eddie Haskell.
Okay.
He was a bad guy.
Yeah, but he was polite to mom and dad
Such a big phony. But my mom saw right through that. He was a bad influence on me. In fact,
overprotective mother.
Do you know that because I hung out with this kid, I was 18 years old.
How old was this kid when you hung out?
Same age.
Okay.
Same class. My mommy pulled me out of radio school because he was such a bad influence on me.
Okay.
And this is how strict my parents were. Second semester, I went to radio school my entire half the day my senior year in high school. I don't know if I've ever told you that. But I worked out a program. It was this awesome program where half the day in high school I could go to radio school.
Yeah. Almost like a vocational school.
It was a vocational school. They had welding. They had all kinds of programs, computer programs. It was for all the kids without a future. who weren't going to college.
I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to rain on your parade, but that's where all the losers went.
Except for the radio. They had a radio and TV program, both there. Uh-huh. So I was a year-long radio program. And in the third quarter, my mommy was so sick and tired of her bad son who had changed over the last few months because I was hanging out with Spencer Murray. She pulled me out of radio school.
Spencer Murray was in radio school with you?
Yeah, yeah. That's how we met. And I love Spence. I'm still friends with him to this day. So I had to get put, and then my high school bent over backwards and put me in like a leadership class, and I should have gotten an F for the semester. I wouldn't have been able to graduate. It was a whole thing. Uh-huh. Anyways, back to Spence and me smoking cigarettes.
We're Arizona State, really easy college to get into.
I was already accepted. Senioritis. Okay.
All right.
I have senioritis. Me and Spence are hanging out in a parking lot after school. We're eating Jack in the Box one day.
Oh my God. That's actually
just having the greatest time.
If I could describe heaven, that would be heaven.
And Spence had been smoking cigarettes for years.
Yeah.
And what kind
of cigs?
Palm Mall. Yeah, big Palm Mall guy. No filter. We're sitting there eating Jack in the Box and shooting the ass. And Spence looks at me and I'm puffing on the thing. And he goes, "Hey, so Matt, are you ever going to inhale that thing?"
Whoa.
I was such a rube. But like, and we had smoked cigarettes numerous times. I didn't even know if I was inhaling the cigarette or not. Someone else there. I just remember being so embarrassed and feeling like such a poser in front of Spence that he had called me out. And he goes, "Let me show you what you're doing wrong here." He goes, "This is driving me nuts."
Hey, well, I bet your face was as white as cakes.
Almost as white as cakes as today. But cakes, God love him, man. He's the new AWOD.
It's
such an insult in a way, but
it's
I love cakes.
But also a compliment at the same time.
It's a compliment. It's a compliment of the highest honor from Dragon Ball.
Although I was a little pissed off at cakes.
Why?
Because he ruined the party. Because he ruined the party. Because he had to get up. Poor little cakes had to get up from his seat. And he had to go lay down on the couch because a Zin hit him too hard. You know what I mean? When I said on air, Cakes was like the girl at the party who had to get her stomach pumped, and then the cops had to be called.
No.
You had to call her mom. You had to call her mommy and daddy because she had to get her stomach pumped, and then you're getting reamed out because someone Mike Jones's mom let people drink in the basement.
Yep.
That's what happened to Cakes.
That was actually a very good callback by you. It is very similar. But what was going to happen next?
I don't know. What was going
to
happen? Maybe,
you want an EB to
yeah,
try?
Yeah, like if Cakes was going, "Whoa, this feels like, whoa, I'm digging this," or okay.
Hey, what'd you make of that comment where someone said everybody on the lacrosse team is doing Zen, and then EB goes, "If that'd be the least of my worries," or something like that.
Oh, I missed that. Did he say that?
He said they're probably doing everything.
Whoa.
That was a red flag to me to keep my future son away from lacrosse.
Yeah.
If those guys are just partying drug guys,
Whoa.
It may have been an insight. You guys got to pick up on stuff like that. Maybe something.
I didn't know Lax's culture went hard like that.
Either did I.
Maybe it's all a binge drinking.
I've never heard of anything of Stevie involved in anything or his buddies, but maybe just like Coke is big in the Lax community or something. I have no idea. That was a red flag to me.
I didn't notice that. My eyes were too focused on cakes. But that's what I meant by it. I was like, it's like, okay, well, if cakes can get by it, maybe it'll make Eric. Because Eric seemed a little, definitely interested in it.
He was interested and maybe a little jealous that he didn't get to try.
Yes. That's what I was picking up on.
Can I tell you, if we were just the boys hanging out, EB would have done it. But EB's scared of his mommy who watches on TV.
Oh,
and he was going to get a tongue lashing. He didn't want a tongue lashing from Mrs. B.
Yes.
He didn't hit my arm this time.
Hey, you just hit the nail on the freaking head.
Yes, if we were just drinking at a bar or something, EB
he put that sins in his mouth.
Yeah, 100%. If we were at Ned Devine's,
we were at his haunt, and he had his two Jack and Diets. He said, "You know what, Eric? Why don't you throw one of these in? It'll make you feel good." I guarantee you, he would have sucked one back.
Hey, speaking of Ned Devine's, did you know that I pulled EB aside yesterday after the show? And I said to him, I said, dude, we were having fun on the show today. And then you had to slam the brakes on me again. And you cut my knees off when you said, Drab, stop bullying. All you do is bully me. And, you know.
What were you bullying him about?
I wasn't. Quote-unquote, all I bullying. Did was, he brought up, he said, you were a little bit because when, who was on yesterday? And I said something to the fact of, what's your secret?
Oh, get so the pay attention zing.
Yes.
No, Scott Abraham.
Scott Abraham. Yeah, that's right. And he said something about coffee or, I don't know what it was, but I said, what's your secret? It could, meaning like EB couldn't, not getting focused
for
the show.
He said I was locked, you know, he said I was locked in, I was focused.
Locked in. Yeah. So EB apparently, he rubbed him the wrong way, which okay, that's fair. That was a cheap shot.
We both said that.
Yeah, I know. And what I said to EB, I said, how come you never yell at Valdez? How come I'm always the bully? How come I'm always the exaggerator? How come I'm not allowed to poke fun of you or JP or Lurch without you guys getting miffed? But Valdez never why do you get carte blanche but not me?
I'll tell you exactly why.
I can't figure it out.
It's because I'm in Eric's crosshairs whenever it comes to hillbilly stuff. He was on a huge hillbilly kick.
He was, yeah.
All right, making fun of me, making fun of Uncle Kenny and everything. So now he feels like I dished it out, and so Valdez has carte blanche to give it back. That's exactly why.
But I'm the druggie. EB sees me as the druggie of the show.
I don't know.
I said, Eric, I'm not just some bully. Not at all. I make fun of myself all the time. That's my favorite type of humor. Self-deprecating. All I do is talk about how disaster my life is and what a loser I am and things like that. I'm not just making – I make fun of myself. I'm not a bully. I like joning. I want more joning on the show. I tell you, I poked you guys a little bit, and everyone's all sensitive all the time. And you cut me off at the knees and saying, oh, here we go. Drab's bullying me again.
The Junction never used the word bully.
I know. So EB pulled me aside, or, you know, we were already pulled aside because I pulled him aside. And he said, here's what you got to do, Drab. You got to pump me up every once in a while. Valdez pumps me up.
I do.
That's what he said. Okay.
No. This is why.
Every once in a while, Valdez says, you know what, EB? You're right. You're right on about this. And so I let it slide when he pokes me. You, Drab, never pump me up. All you do is take shots at me. And I go, that's not true. You're misinformed or you're misremembering. I feel like I... He is right.
I do pump him up every now and then.
He goes, then give me an example of when you pump me up. And I couldn't think of anything. maybe you're right. I don't know.
It's also the nonstop golf talk, too.
That's what it is. It's you guys have a bond right now. And we've talked about this 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12 times a show. EB's coming in there during the commercial breaks talking about his swing and Valdez.
I'm analyzing his swing and all of his numbers, and I'm giving him stuff to do.
I know.
And it's working. So that what? So now it's almost like I have an easy pass to bully and zing and poke fun. So
I know,
so
he's
afraid. He's afraid if he snaps back, all of a sudden there goes all the tips. There goes all the.
I know, but
the bonding.
I said, Eric, yeah, I'm your guy too. I said, I'm your conspiracy guy. I lend you my ear all the time. I let you talk to me about all these conspiracies or what's bothering you in the country so you get it out of your system so it's not on the air. And I humor you. I watch the videos. I even give you my own personal feedback sometimes. I'm your guy, too. You know?
Hey, since I have an inside with Eric, do you want me to hype you up a little more?
I think I need it.
Hey, why don't you tell Eric we're a package deal?
We are a package.
You
deal.
Can't have one without the other.
I just want Joni on me more. I want more Joni. Nobody to get in their feelings and say, all right, you know, yourself.
You know what we need to do? This is what we need to do is we need to Joan on each other more. I feel like if we do that.
Okay.
Because you know what happens, right? The Joan roulette happens and then all of a sudden it will go to somebody else. We start with us, but it won't end on us, because that's just how it goes.
I like that. All right, let's try it out tomorrow on the show. I'm going to attack you for your bravado about the Ravens.
All right. Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of which, we need to make the announcement that we are extending, Crab Sports and myself are extending the Ravens jersey raffle that we're doing.
All right, inform people quickly again one more time. We love Crab Sports.
So we love Crab Sports, and we'll give our jumbo lump parlay. But Crab Sports and myself are partnering. If you use Crab Sports and you bet the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, and this is before Sunday's matchup against the Chiefs, bet the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, $50 or more. It can be a ticket that you do today. It can be a ticket that you have in the past with Crab Sports. But whatever you do, tag me at BitSeason on Twitter and on Instagram. Tag Crab Sports MD on Twitter and on Instagram. Show us your ticket, and then you're entered to win a signed Lamar Jackson jersey.
I think it's very generous of you.
That's my signed Lamar Jackson jersey that I have that I got before his 2019 MVP campaign. So you'll get that, and the Ravens will win the Super Bowl, so you'll get cash. So it's a win-win for everyone.
All right, Valdez, it's a fantastic offer from you. We want to remind you guys that this portion of the show and this goodwill gesture by Valdez is brought to you by Crab Sports, Maryland's number one local sports book. Crab Sports is the only sports book that offers special boosts and parlays on all DMV teams. Valdez, all right, what's going to be our play this week? I actually kind of like our play because it doesn't make any sense, but I kind of like it because we've just been whiffing left and right thinking we're going to hit.
Well, speak for yourself, because I had Otten +310.
I know. I've messed up the parlay the last 2 weeks, I believe.
So I'm going with another anytime touchdown score. And by the way, I love you.
Why?
Because you knew to stay away from
Ravens-Chiefs
game.
I didn't want to jinx it.
So we both have a jumbo lump parlay that coincides with the Lions-49ers game. I have Kittle anytime touchdown score. I think he'll be a big part of that offense, especially since Debo has been out all week, and I don't know his availability, or even if he's in, maybe he'll be a decoy. I just don't think Debo's going to get the number of touches that he did in the past, so I see a big game for George Kittle, so that's why I'm doing a George Kittle anytime touchdown score.
All right, I'm going to go. I love it. I think it's a great play, and I think it's automatic. In fact, I'm going to bet heavy on that, because I think it's just a done deal. But here's what I like. I think even though Kittle's going to score and the 49ers will score a few touchdowns, it's going to be a close game. Right. I like the Lions. I don't know if they're going to win, but it's a 7-point spread. No Debo. 49ers secondary is awful.
Okay.
They're right for the picking.
And we know the Lions line is very good.
I'm going to take the Lions +7.
All right.
Okay. So we got Kittle on one side going against my bet. I got Lions +7.
Going against my bet.
Going against your bet. It doesn't make any sense. That's why it's going to hit. Okay, all the other ones that we've said we're going to hit that didn't hit, This one hits.
Yes. So,
I've never felt more confident in a stupid bet.
Yes. So show us your jumbo lump parlay slips from Crab Sports, and also show us your Ravens future for a chance to win my signed Lamar Jackson jersey.
Crab Sports wants to remind you to play responsibly, of course. For help, please visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 years of age or older. All right, Valdez, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get into E.B. hating on bunch of different chains out there that he thinks he's too good for. Let's get into that next.
What's up? It's Matt Valdez and Drabby here to tell you about our friends at SeatGeek. I love SeatGeek. I was actually using it this week looking for AFC Championship game tickets for Ravens Chiefs. Maybe I was going to go see Taylor Swift at M&T Bank Stadium, Drabby.
I know. You've been searching hard for tickets, and I think that you found something on SeatGeek that you might like, Valdez. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are over 70,000 events on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more, including what I have my eye on, Valdez, Paw Patrol tickets at George Mason.
Wow, Paw Patrol.
Could we be leading different lives?
You are fully grown up. So SeatGeek is available for Ravens games, comedy shows, or Paw Patrol shows for you. All you got to do is download the app right now. I have it on my phone. Drabby has it on his phone. And what we love about SeatGeek is that they put all tickets, no matter what you're looking for sporting event or Paw Patrol, they're all in one location. You just type it up. Boom. It'll show you the tickets that are available. Good deals, bad deals, all of that.
Each ticket is rated on a 1 to 10 scale, Valdez. So look for the green dots. Green means good. And of course, red means bad.
Yep, and every ticket is guaranteed, so you're not getting scammed when you're buying tickets. It's not some shady scalper that's outside the stadium. You'll have your tickets secure right for the event, whatever you're getting.
And here's what you're going to do. We came through for you guys. You're going to download the app. You're going to use the promo code BITSEASON for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code BITSEASON. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app.
Yep, support SeatGeek because they support BITSEASON and get $20 off your first ticket. Ticket purchase using Bitsy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 115. Second half of the show is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Drabby, I got mine right here. Don't Sleep supports Matt and Matt, supports Bit Season, supports AWOD, supports the Junks. Mike's out there supporting everyone. And get some Don't Sleep today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use that promo code BITSEASON for 10% off every order. We love the sugar-free.
Hey, I saw that Don't Sleep has some new merch out, maybe even some hats with a swoosh on it.
Whoa.
I'm very intrigued. Mike said he's sent some. I haven't seen it. So I would love to get my hands on a brand new hat and some of the new stuff they got out there. But check them out, of course. They're on social media and don'tsleepenergy.com.
Yes. So we tease coming back from break how Eric is all of a sudden on his ivory tower when it comes to merch, when it comes to clothing, and also, I guess, chain restaurants.
He's all over the place. I cannot figure him out right now. What is good enough for him? What is trashy for him?
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't line up. It's not. He's jumping around. It's almost like how he's feeling that day. That's because all of a sudden, Applebee's boneless wings is beneath Eric.
We started talking about Applebee's because there was JP brought up the promotion that they had. By the way, great topic by JP. He found that they were giving away for $200 a year, right?
A yearly fee of $200. You get $30 a week, or is it a
$30 a week, a meal a week that you could go in there, you and a date night.
You get $30 worth of food.
For $200 for the year.
Yes.
So it was a promotion they ran, and it sold out in like 5 seconds, and there was a debate of whether or not they even sold any. if it was a big scam or they had 10 of them out there.
Or it went so viral.
Went viral, yeah. And EB was in disbelief, and he was like,
Who would eat
at Applebee's? Now look,
everyone knows that we like chain restaurants, and we're not gonna go down the chain restaurant highway.
Yeah, and talk about our favorite foods and do all that. But I could understand Applebee's because it's got so, and I'm not necessarily I don't have anything against Applebee's. I just know that people call it Crapplebee's, and there's like a whole notion with Applebee's that it's not good, right?
Uh-huh.
But just as a blanket statement, the EB thinks he's too good for chain restaurants. He is missing out, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
This is what I don't understand is that he poo-poos chain restaurants,
mm-hmm.
but then he's the king of chain restaurants because he's going to them almost every weekend when he's driving to Poughkeepsie.
No, but I don't think he does.
No, but I think when he's eating out in some of these podunk towns, he's eating at chain restaurants.
I think he goes to mom and pop places, or he eats at a hotel bar, or he eats fast food.
I don't think
he doesn't go to those places. He thinks he's too good. The only place that he would go to was Outback because of the wedge salad.
Now he does have an affinity for wedge salad.
Now they've taken the wedge off. He's now too good for Outback.
But isn't Famous Dave's? Famous Dave's is a
no.
Chain.
He says Famous Dave's doesn't count because he's stuck in Chantilly, and there's literally no place to go in Chantilly, which I can almost agree with, and that was a hideout for him. But he said because he's so famous, he doesn't want to get recognized and bothered.
Non-famous Dave's.
Right. But when he's traveling, he says he doesn't go to these chain restaurants.
Why does he not? Is he a food connoisseur? Or is it just the perception of what
you're eating?
I think it's the clientele.
I'm telling you, dude, if we brought in three pasta plates, uh-huh. one from, what's the place on the Eastern Shore that Lurch goes to?
Fausto's. Antipasta,
If we brought in Fausto's, if we brought in RPM, and we brought in Olive Garden, I'm not sure that guy would be able to tell the difference, or a blind taste test tell you which one tastes better.
That's a very good point.
Okay, maybe by presentation you'd be able to tell. Blind taste test, I guarantee you Eric would like Olive Garden because it's good. There's just a perception about it that it doesn't hold up.
I think the perception is the food is trash, and therefore the people are trash. I don't think it's about the food for Eric.
No. It's not about the food.
I know. It's about the people.
The cost of the meal.
No. I don't think it's the cost.
I think it is.
No, I don't think it's cost at all. I think it's the clientele. I think it's not just the people who go to these restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the people who work at these restaurants too. That he has a fear of these hillbillies, as he likes to call them.
Okay. Being associated with these people.
Yes, he doesn't want to be associated with those kind of people.
But what is the difference between the people who work at Chili's and the people who work at TJ Maxx? Nothing. There's nothing difference between any of these jobs, anywhere.
It's food is more intimate than clothing.
Really? Right.
Yes. These people are preparing your food. He doesn't want those kinds of people.
Eric's a garbage disposal. He was eating Hostess cupcakes today. He goes to McDonald's all the time. He'll go to McDonald's, but he won't eat.
Yeah, but McDonald's isn't really preparing your food like that.
I don't think anyone expects to be blown away by the cuisine of these places. We understand what it is. It's frozen food, frozen lasagna.
Yeah,
it's microwave.
And put it on a plate.
But it still tastes good. And there's, I'm stuck on Olive Garden.
Yeah.
The salad and the bread, it's delicious. Jason's the only one that thinks Carrabba's is a nice restaurant.
I think I like Carrabba's.
I don't have a problem with Carrabba's either, but I know it's not a fine dining.
This is what it is. It's Eric's upbringing.
Okay.
Meaning, remember Eric always talked about how he worked at that country club?
Yeah.
All right, Bowie Country Club or a PG Country Club. And he would always talk about how they had their Caesar salad in a trash can. Okay. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you are.
So I think he equates these Sizzler restaurants to having Caesar salads in a trash can.
Okay.
That's why he can't get over the fact that he's going to these places because he worked in them. He worked in Pizza Hut. I mean, which is kind of like these places. And that's why he has this aversion to the chain restaurant.
Well, then that's a personality flaw of him. If EB thinks he's better than a certain group of people. Now, the one
that's
that...
I don't know if it's better.
Is. Yeah, it is. And here's why. Because did you pick up on today why he doesn't go to Walmart? Because he said people of Walmart is a real thing and the people there are disgusting.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay. Now, look, I didn't used to be a Walmart guy. And maybe I had that same perception. At this point in my life, I don't care really what anyone else is doing at Walmart. There's a Walmart close to my house out in Loudoun County, yeah, in South Riding. So I go there all the time because the Target's too far away. I've gotten so comfortable with Walmart. It's the same food. Yeah.
I do have a weird thing about getting food from Walmart.
Fresh food.
Yeah.
The fresh food I won't get. It's just, you're right. Okay.
There's something about it. I can't put my finger on it.
Can I tell you that the Great Value brand, it kind of smacks. Dude, some of their food is better. I told you about the corn chips at Walmart or the Fritos, the knockoff Fritos. They got the cupcakes there that are like prepackaged. Little Debbie's, Entenmann's or whatever it is, they are home run. I've Great Value's got some silly food there that's pretty good. I'm not above Walmart at this point of my life. Who am I trying to impress?
I'm not above Walmart.
So
but
who's
I'm not
EB eat, trying to impress?
But I'm not getting lunch meat from Walmart.
I get that. I just don't get that. It's because I just feel like it's probably sitting out for
this. This is what I don't understand.
I need preservatives in my Walmart food.
Do you view Walmart the same as Target?
No, Target's nicer, of course.
I kind of view them the same. They're all the same to me.
Would you go to Dollar Tree? Or Dollar General. Say you needed some.
Bro, I grew.
I know Mr. Ollie. You love Ollie.
I go to Ollie's.
You're a bargain. You're a bargain child.
I go to Ollie's. I've been raised to go get the dented cans.
Yeah, you might be right.
When I go to Giant, I run to the dented can section so quick to see what's on sale.
So you're not above anything.
I'm not above that.
What about Food Lion? Are you above Food Lion?
That's where I get all of my groceries down at Ocean Pines.
Okay, in a pinch.
No, that's the only grocery store really? on that side of the island.
Is Food Lion?
I got you.
Is Food Island the bottom of the
Food Lion? Mm-hmm. No, I think I don't know how to pronounce it. Lot, LOTTE.
Oh, but I think that's an international.
Oh,
dude, back in the day, when back in my Phoenix days of being so poor where I literally had no money, I used to go to the Mexican grocery stores.
Yeah.
Those will change you because it's just different clientele, right? I mean, obviously the Hispanics in Arizona, for the most part, didn't have a lot of money, immigrants. Most bare bones groceries. They didn't have one brand there that you'd ever heard.
I've been in. They have spices in a Ziploc bag. They sell for $1.30.
Can I tell you something? Here's a drab tip. Don't ever buy spices from a name brand grocery store. I'm sure everyone knows this, and I'm not telling you anything new. The McCormick and Schmidt's, Mitch's McCormick.
Yeah,
whatever it is. Go to an international grocery store or international corner store or something. Dude, you get the same. You get paprika for 99 cents at those stores.
I know.
And it's like $6.99 at Harris Teeter.
Yeah, I know.
That's my tip of the day.
That's your money saving tip of the day. Hey, right. but what's your take on Giant? Because everyone tells me Giant is like the low rent, bottom of the barrel grocery store. But I love Giant.
I do tell you that. I'm not necessarily a Giant guy, but I'm not a Harris Teeter guy either. I don't like either one.
Yeah, you're a Safeway guy.
I'm a Safeway guy just because it's a West Coast brand and I'm stupid. Okay. Yeah. And I just grew up eating Safeway or Signature Select stuff. Yeah. So I'm more comfortable with that brand if I'm nubbing it.
Yeah. But Ollie's is the way to go.
Can you buy meat from Ollie's?
I don't think so. I think it's just all stuff on shelves. I don't think they don't have a cooler section or a frozen food section. But this is what Eric saw. This is what I realized today about Eric. And Eric and I kind of suffer from the same kind of syndrome. It's we get this dopamine kick in our brains every time we save money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this rush. It's like
But if you're, overspending,
and I'm guilty of this because I will buy $50 worth of stuff that I don't need.
Of course.
To get it on sale for $26.
Let me ask.
So I'm spending $26 on stuff I do not need.
Like lamb.
Like leg of lamb. All right. Or chicken wings that are on sale. But what are you going to eat?
Rice and beans every meal? You could do that.
Yeah, I know. But
you don't want to live that way. Nobody does.
Yeah. But that's what I do.
I know. He always brags about saving money. Valdez.
He gets the same rush that I do.
There's a beanie that I want right now online that I don't really need.
Mm-hmm.
If I save 25% on it, but I donk off $25 on the beanie either way, I'm not saving money. I'm just wasting $25 that I didn't really need. That's a thing he's doing with all these dumb golf shirts.
I know, but he has the same mentality as me.
Yeah.
And I think you're different. You're different because you actually see more of a grand picture of it,
mm-hmm.
and you're not persuaded by. In my warped brain, and I think it's the same as Eric's warped brain.
Yeah.
It's at some point I'm going to get this and I'm going to need it, so I might as well do it now when I'm going to save. I'm saving my future self $20.
But there's nothing he needs from TJ Maxx. Unless
no, the TJ, ol- no, 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 no.
Yeah, the that's only a- time you should go to TJ Maxx, and I'm only saying this because I don't like those stores. The reason I don't like those stores, I think I've told you before, I don't like stores without inventory. If I can't go online and see what you have, I don't like going there. I don't like Home Goods. I don't like TJ Maxx. I don't like Marshalls. I don't like stores. Goodwill is different because it's used and it's thrift stores, and that's a different category for me.
Do you know what TJ Maxx is good for? TJ Maxx is good for like if you need like a juice glass, or if you need a picture frame, or if you need a candle.
Yeah, but when do you need that stuff? The only reason you buy that stuff is because you see it sitting there.
Well, I want my picture of Drabby.
Okay.
At my bedside, so right. I need
the
a
only
frame
time book. I would go to TJ Maxx if I need boxers.
Boxers is a great
That's
one.
The only time I would ever go there. And there's one right by, my wife goes there literally every week. I hate it. It drives me nuts. She just brings home crap.
I know. That's why you have to pry yourself out of there.
I know.
I think I went there because I wanted to get a cocktail shaker, because that's where you go to get stuff like that.
A guacamole bowl for Ryan Zimmerman.
The biggest bomb in the world. All right. But I was in there, and you get caught up looking around at stuff. Mm-hmm. And I found this leather what's that, over weekend bag. Okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was a three.
Can I tell you?
It's a $300 like brown leather. The thing looks.
When did
impeccable.
You go? I'm actually. You just may have changed my entire mind on you. I've been in the market for a weekend bag for a long time.
So have I.
Yeah.
And I feel like a child when I have my Adidas gym bag and you know and
I'm visiting, same one
I'm visiting
Is
my
it from
parents.
The Wizards.
Yeah.
The Wizards. Yeah. It's so embarrassing. Yeah.
So they have this brown leather, and I swear it looks like something you would see on Yellowstone.
Oh my God. Dude, is this recent?
What
is this recent?
Last week. All right. It's a $300 weekend bag.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's on sale for $80. And this thing is the perfect size. It's not too big. It's not too small. It can fit a pair of shoes and a Memorial Day's weekend's worth of shirts and boxers and shorts.
Dude.
And it took every bit of willpower.
Which one did you go to?
I'll write it down. I
might go there today. Were there more than one?
There was only one. And you know what I did?
Yeah.
I pulled a Costanza and I put it in the back.
Oh, you hit it.
I hit it because I said maybe I'll come back and get it.
You hid the weekend bag that you can't hide?
No, I put it behind all the crappy ones.
I'm a big hider. I love hiding stuff.
Yeah, I pulled the Costanza where the suit was
so funny.
60% off.
All right, so hey,
but that was but I'll tell you where I got it or where I saw
no
it.
No I'm gonna go to a different. I'm gonna go to South Riding one today.
Okay,
or Stone Ridge, whatever it is. Hey, we got to go because we got a guy here. Honestly, we're gonna let you in on a little secret. He's taking measurements for the golf simulator. It might really be happening, and he's sitting outside our studio. So we got to go meet him. I didn't even start the timer. I have no idea how long we've been going for today. Maybe, hopefully close to an hour. Either way, we had fun. Hope you did too.
Yeah, Drab's going to do a weekend show for you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Tune in Saturday morning, 9 a.m.
Yeah, Sunday at 2:30. Drab's going to do a weekend show.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we will see you soon. Thanks for listening.
See you.
Bye.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.